Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Barbecue Bob and I had to tape this one earlier in the week because we had a little game time change of the Michigan-Michigan State game. As you're listening to this, we are waist deep into our favorite tailgate of the year for the big game. And we had a little change this year, Barbecue Bob. We're planning on a 3:30 start, and then the TV executives were smarter than we are and said, you know, we're going to noon. So we changed the menu. What you thinking about that?
Well, I think, as usual, we're going to have a great time, and the Wells Fargo clients are going to be extremely happy because they always end up just in love with the food, and because I think we work really hard, and it's kind of nice to have somebody come in and make a special meal for you for a special event. It just adds to the celebration.
Yeah,
it does. Know, what we had done also was we had the Mason James Bakery make us up some more of those awesome little brownies like we brought last year, and so I'm sure the crowd's going to be looking forward to that. But I wanted to mention, next week I am in New Orleans, and filling in for me is going to be Nick Roloffs, who is my best friend's son-in-law, actually, and he's one of the brewers at Gravel Bottom that you've gotten to know.
Yep. I've sat on the right side of that bar while Nick has slid a beer or two across me.
The kid is not only a fantastic brewer, but a tremendous foodie. He makes I watch his Facebook feeds, and the guy could be a chef anywhere because what he cooks up for Mandy is like world class. So you're gonna be in good company. He's gonna add some good flavor, and hopefully he does not outshine me and you replace me.
Well, you know, we'll give him a crack at it. Yeah, anyway. But so the tailgate's happening this week. We get the news that the game got moved from 3:30 to noon, which means we've got to get there about 6:30 in the morning, get the stuff.
Now it's down to the planning.
Right.
And that's the key for tailgating, as you know.
That's right. And I'm sitting here looking at our menu list, and I'm looking at our shopping list and the things we have and the things we need to get. Mostly the things we need to get are perishable because we've done this enough that we've got all our hard goods with us. But we're going to break this down throughout the show because I thought it was relevant. You know, there's still a lot of great games out there, and pro games as well if you get into that.
Oh, man. Even high school games you can do this stuff
for. Right, you can do this. So we're going to start out with a little bit of the breakfast. And there's one that I enjoy that because they're so portable, they're so dang easy, and you can make them ahead, and that is the Scotch egg. And very simple, guys. It's a hard-boiled egg with sausage packed around it. And then we're going to put them on the top rack of the smoker and cook them for maybe an hour at that 250 to 275 degrees. That sausage is going to cook down. And I'm talking like the big fat Jimmy Dean or Bob Evans, or what we're going to use is our friends over at Sobey Meats have a kielbasa. And I ask them to give it to me uncased. So I buy it just bulk kielbasa. And you just take that egg and put it in a patty of
that's an award-winning kielbasa recipe, by the way.
Absolutely. And you wrap it around, and just so the sausage covers the hard-boiled egg, and I'm just going to set it on a smoker rack. I'm not going to roll it. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to do anything. And you'll tell because the sausage will shrink up, and it'll look like it's done. And there's only maybe a quarter inch of sausage all around the perimeter of that egg, right? I'm not loading it up. I'm just putting enough to cover the egg. And then what you do is you take those off the smoker and let them rest for 3 or 4 minutes, and then you just slice them with a knife, and you get that sausage ring around the egg white and the egg yolk in there, and it makes a really cool presentation. You pick it up, and you got eggs and sausage all together. Very portable. If somebody wants a whole one, you can eat it like an apple because it won't fall apart. The sausage just kind of holds everything together, and you can take a bite of it. But just really good tailgate food. Boiled the eggs on Wednesday, right? Boiled eggs keep forever. Got there in 15 minutes. We'll pack the sausage around them, put them on the smoker, set it, forget it. An hour and a half later, we're eating breakfast.
Sounds like a plan.
Really easy.
And
really easy.
When all else fails, if it gets to be a boring tailgate, you've got a football so you can play a little catch.
Yeah, that's kind of like bobbing for apples on the Grilling Guys style. Right?
Yeah, you could even, you know, take some little veggies or something and make little Kamado cookers out of them. You know, just have some big green eggs out there. Oh, whatever. Anyway, another thing we might look at doing is some little breakfast tortillas, which is really and this is fun to do. McDonald's made them famous, but you can make your own that are much better.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a flour tortilla, some scram, sausage, onions, peppers, and some nice sharp cheddar, and roll them up and throw them in the oven or smoker for just a little bit to crisp them up. And you've got, again, another nice handle food, something you can walk around with without, you know, a plate, which is kind of handy at a tailgate because you got to have your bloody in the other hand.
Right, and the thing I like about those the best is everything, every ingredient that he just talked about can be made ahead at home and put in a bag.
Yeah.
Even the eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They're all cooked. Everything's there. And what you do is when you assemble them and you put that cheese on there, wrap them up, throw them in the smoker, the cheese brings everything together as they heat up.
So
you pull them out. They're crispy. They're tasty. Easy, easy breakfast item.
Yeah, so this is all going to come together really well, and I got to give credit where it's due. Jop is a supreme planner, and these tailgates come off so very well because he plans out everything. And I wish you would quit planning out my wardrobe because that's getting a little too
Yeah, well, if you'd only listen, it'd be a lot better.
And you get to debut your new trailer smoker for the first time. Right. You're going to roll up to a tailgate.
It's your old trailer smoker.
You're going to roll up to a tailgate with your own big trailer smoker, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people have a big beast like that?
Right.
Not many.
Right.
So
well,
good for you.
Guys, right?
Good for you.
We need to have it. You know, another thing we're going to do, and this is a crossover food, because later in the show we're going to break down what we feel is a really awesome Bloody Mary bar with all the component parts in it that we're putting together for this thing, too. We'll talk about that in a minute. But one of the items on that will be bacon. And Barbecue Bob and I were talking about it. It's really hard to do bacon on a grill because you get flare-ups as it renders.
Yes.
So there's another item that we're going to make ahead of time. But you had a tip on what kind of bacon to do and how to cook it. What was that?
Well, Sobey sells a really nice slab bacon. They also have a homemade bacon, which is even thicker. And, you know, maybe just for shucks and grins, we might try a little bit of that too. But what I find is when you bake a standard package process bacon, it's cut a little too thin, and it, I think it's going to crack and fall apart, and it's not going to make that nice stick we're looking for.
Right.
Like if you ever make bacon candy, you want a nice thick cut of bacon.
Right.
And Sobey has this awesome, they call it slab bacon. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. It's
like an eighth of an inch thick cut.
Really wonderful. Yeah it's just, I mean, fries up great. It's durable. The flavor's phenomenal. And then when you stick that in either a bloody, or if you're making bacon candy or anything like that, you know, you've got something kind of rigid. You got a little 2x4 in your hand instead of instead
something
of sawdust. Yeah.
So we'll be using that bacon as a garnish in there, but we're also, you know, who doesn't love bacon? You mentioned bacon candy. We're going to put that where I wanted you to go with that is that we're going to put it in the oven on a baking rack, an elevated baking rack, and put underneath there to catch the grease as it renders off. But what that'll do is they don't shrink up and get all goofy shaped then. They just kind of render down, and they tighten up and
they
make into
straight.
That plank.
Yep.
But talk about candied bacon just for a minute, because that's something that's really easy. Again, we can make it ahead and serve it.
Yeah, it's so simple. It's just brown sugar and cayenne pepper, and you simply take each piece of bacon and you pack it down in the brown sugar until it's nice and coated, and you lay it on that rack and you bake it until it's to the texture that you want it to get to. And then you leave it on the rack, again, the baker's rack, which is, it looks like a screen window. It looks like a screen meshing type thing. And you put it on top of a cookie sheet and then you bake it. And the house will smell wonderful for one thing. But then you take it out and as soon as it's hot, you take that baker's rack and you get some wax paper out and you flip that rack over onto the wax paper so it cools on the wax paper. If you don't, it's going to weld itself to that baker's rack. And we're going to do many sessions of them, so we're going to keep reusing those racks and keep running it through the mill. And again, we can do that tonight when we're prepping all this food.
Right. Now, if you're listening to this, and the underlying message here That and Bob, I appreciate the compliment, but if you can plan this stuff ahead and you can figure out what can be done 2 days ahead, what can be done a day ahead, and the stuff you have to do the day of, this becomes pleasurable. It's not a chore.
Right.
I remember when we first started this,
yeah,
it was Friday at 3 we'd meet, and it was like we were working until 3 in the morning,
right,
and pack our stuff up and get over there, and we still forgot stuff. So we've kind of perfected this
thing.
The
Red Bull helped a little bit.
Yeah, and it still will. We're old now. But anyway, the tip that you want to pick up from that is make ahead what you can, because it'll make your time there much more enjoyable. But coming up next, Barbecue Bob is going to do a little veggies at the tailgate. We've got some vegetarians joining us, and we've had some special requests.
Every year.
Right. So we're going to break that down a little bit for you. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.